Once again, thanks for all the help on Wednesday night when we did all the cleaning. We got things fixed up. You know, I love this building. God has been good to us. People, when they walk in for the first time, they see that old knotty paneling over there. They see, and for those of you who don't realize where the little step down on the top is, that section of the church back there has been here since about 1901. So we thank God for allowing us to have a place where we feel that you can come and worship freely. We thank God for having a place that you can come and be greeted, and you can just come and feel like you're in a group of brothers and sisters that have no pretension, no agenda. They simply want to do one thing and one thing above all others. That's lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. In Psalm 139, search me, O God, and know my heart today. If I was reading from the songbook, that's where that song comes from. Remember the one we sang there, 425? And the verse, as it reads in the New King James, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Heavenly Father, I have a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Prepare us for what you have for each of us in your name. Amen. This psalm is one that you've heard many times. So many times it's preached on. It begins in the first word. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Then I read all the way down in the 17th verse, and this is one of my favorite verses in all the scripture, because it says, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. We think of a God who knows everything about us. We think of a God who knows my every thought, my every word, my every move, my every action that I take. We think of a God who directs us. No matter what path that I find in life, no matter where I am traveling to, He directs through His Holy Spirit. I think of a God who knows no helpless situation. I think of a God who knows no hopeless situation. That's the God I serve. I serve a God who has formed all the complex idiosyncrasies. How do you put it in another? Somebody work with me on that one. All little things about you that make you special. He knows all your little quirks. He knows everything about us. But this in the 17th verse, how precious also are your thoughts, God's thoughts to me. God thinks of me. He is concerned about me. He is concerned and He thinks about me. I don't serve a God that is so far off, that is unattainable, that I cannot reach out, that I cannot go into my prayer closet and call out and He will hear. He knows my needs, my wants, my desires. He knows what I need, and He also knows the difference between what I need and what I want. All the needs that I have in my life, He supplies. If He so richly took each bird and just painted them so beautifully, how much more does He love His children? We were made in His image. He takes care of the things that I need. The things I want, one of my great desires were to be in line, one step ahead of Bob Mumford when Walmart put Twinkies back on the shelf. But did that happen? It did not. It was something I wanted, not something I needed. Then it gets down here in this verse where it says, search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, know my anxieties. What is anxiety? Stress. Anybody here ever have any stress? Don't look at your watch and wonder when I'm going to end. That's not supposed to be one of your stresses. I made it in wonderful time up here, Brother Matt. Senior pastor. Yeah. Just want to remind you. That's right. I did. Kept short here on time. Hopefully, and didn't look like the accident was too bad, but southbound there were two cars, which is oof. And I thought, God, thank you for allowing me to be on time, to have an opportunity to be in to see the folks at Mount Calvary at 11 o'clock. God knows the things that we need even when we don't know them. He knows what is best for us, even when we are unable to make certain choices. God will still take care of you. When you have a challenge of a doctor saying something that you didn't want to hear, when you have the challenge of a spouse that turns their back, when you have a challenge of a child, a grandchild that you've prayed for and prayed for and prayed for, and they still can't seem to find the path. God still knows, and He still knows the best. We deal with stresses every day of our lives. We're not immune to it. I saw an item on the television, and I thought, well, I better start paying attention. It was a cardiologist performing a stress test. Anybody ever have a heart stress test out there? Okay. I have not had one. I have had tons of them in my life, just not the one the doctor gives over there. And they put this fella, and boy, they strapped him down, tied him up. He was not going to run away. Trust me, he couldn't run away. He had all these things. And they put him on the treadmill. Put him on the treadmill and moving along. And then this treadmill was moving along. And the doctor, with almost an evil intent, would raise the level, the incline. So he is doing his best to, as any little gopher would do, to fast good on walking on this. Why? And he said, I want to find out how much oxygen in the blood is getting to the heart. Because the doctor, in his wisdom, by monitoring that oxygen, he says, I can not only tell, and this is the thing that kind of caught me here, he says, I can not only tell if there's a problem, but I can tell if there's going to be a problem. That's one of those phrases kind of catch your ear. Not only tell if there's a problem, but he can tell through this stress test if there is going to be a problem. Then I can encourage changes in health patterns and diet. My God, He allows us to have stress tests occasionally in our lives. He allows things to come against us But in His wisdom, He knows what is best for us. He knows how we're able to handle these anxieties, it says in God's Word. and see if there is any wicked way in me. He knows if we've been wronged. Sometimes we've been wronged in life and people just can't let it go. They carry around that burden with them forever, forever. People, trust me. Most of the people that you're mad about over whatever it was, they've pretty much forgotten it, and they don't really care whether you're mad at them or not. I found that to be the truth. So why? We have challenges. We have stress. We have things that come against. But I have a loving God. I have a God who looks beyond what I want to decide in my mind that I want. He knows what this old heart needs. And I'll tell you what it needs. It needs a dose of love. It needs a dose of warmth, of understanding, of charity. We worked hard on the church this past week. We come in and we were putting mud and we had ladders up. We had a mess. We had things covered over. It was the kind of church you walked into in the middle of a Wednesday and run Joe Klein home. That's exactly what this church did, didn't it, brother? Hey, man, just say it, you know. Some things scare you. That's why the church, but we're working hard. Everybody come in and they jumped in and go, what can I do? We had our stresses on Wednesday night because it's hard to get a whole group and get everyone busy and figuring out what to do. Some people are going to be sitting. But you know what? When I walked in this morning, when I see the beautiful tapestry on the wall, when I see the windows without any little paint chips showing, when I see the ceiling, no cracks in it, when I see this, and although you might not have chosen that color, this beautiful color upholstery. I know, got to bring up a sore spot every now and then, church. I see what the end result is. I see a place where we can gather. I see a place where we don't look at each other according to pocketbooks or where you live at. We don't look at what kind of car you drive. We don't look at any of those things. We just want to see and feel the love of Jesus within your heart. I think this place is pretty special, and I'm very, very prejudiced about that because I love it. And I see through our stresses, through our anxiety, through our tugging and pushing and deciding and reassigning and all the things we did, I can see what God can make of it. And that's what he does in lives. That's how he changes hearts. That's how he takes an old sinner like me and smiles down at him one day and say, "Fella, you walk down that aisle. Tell him you don't know Jesus. Ask for them to pray for you. They'll tell you to recite a sinner's prayer and you'll do it and you don't have any idea at all what you did. Well, I'll tell you what, you will feel something within your heart. I feel it today. And thanks be unto God, I felt it every day that I walked in. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. See if there are any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." In just a moment, I'm going to call the folks up. We're going to serve communion. It's open communion. We have a wafer representing the body which was broken upon the cross. We have a small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed. It tells us in God's word to do this in remembrance of him. I love first Sunday of the month. We do this. It's open. I just ask that you be fairly quiet if you can during communion time, because people are doing one thing. They're thanking God. They're thanking God. If you have something inside that doesn't need to be there, let it go. Let it go. And once more, we'll thank God for sending his son to die for us. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house today. We have sung songs unto the Master. We have heard prayer requests. We have heard folks that will just simply lift up a hand and say, remember this individual, that individual. Lift them up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we've opened your word. We have read. We've tried to share from the heart what you would have us to do. Now, Heavenly Father, bless this wafer representing the body. Bless this cup of juice representing the blood. And let us do this in remembrance of you.